Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, August 25th. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we go beyond our traditional youth demographic that we target on The Connection every Tuesday to focus on the State of the Nation address by President Robert Mugabe earlier today.
Let's get talking live on Studio 7 and on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
If you want to contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And of course, as usual, we are streaming live on the internet. You can head over to VOA Zimbabwe right now to catch the live stream of our Live Talk program.
This is Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
President Robert Mugabe delivered his State of the Nation address in Parliament today, vowing a crackdown on corruption, announcing a 10-point plan that he says is aimed at revitalizing the deteriorating economy. Mr. Mugabe also said his government will support small and medium-scale enterprises, acknowledging that the sector has become the primary source of livelihoods for many Zimbabweans as a result of massive company closures.
The president also touted the prevailing peace in the country and urged Zimbabweans to maintain it, vowing an overhaul to the Companies Act to create a conducive environment for business. Mr. Mugabe also promised to keep his government's re-engagement efforts with the international community alive as the country seeks financial support for economic development and to shore the economy. Let's take a listen to some of the sound bites from the president's address in Parliament earlier today.
My government has proposed a 10-point plan of 1. Revitalizing agriculture and the agro-processing value chain, advancing beneficiation and or value addition to our agricultural and mining resource endowment. In order to buttress the positive economic gains recorded to date, government will implement policies that will improve the business environment and promote and attract both domestic and foreign investment. We should see before the 31st of December this year an urgent overhaul of the Companies Act and all pieces of allied legislation which have hitherto hindered the ease of doing business.
That there, of course, was President Robert Mugabe speaking earlier on his address to the nation. But opposition MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai dismissed Mugabe's statement as short on both content and substance. A statement by his spokesman Luke Tambarenyoka said the president had failed to address the topical issue of the termination of workers, human rights, and the disappearance of Itai Dzamara.
Le chonanjani sapho leZimbabwe emakhaya lamhlanje lizakhumbula ngolwesibili silethulela uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection kodwa lamhlanje kulokukhangela ikakhulu abasakhulayo sithe sikhangele umbiko oyethulwe ngumongameli edale lePhalamende lamhlanje ngalokho abantu abadala labo bamukelekile lamhlanje kuhlelo. Umongameli Mugabe khuluma ke kuleli tale thembise ukubana kusiyafika umpalakazi uhulumende uzaba seguqule umthetho we-Companies Act layo yonke imithetho athi ingaba isenqabela ukwenza ibhizimusi ngendlela ekhululekileyo eZimbabwe. Ukhulume njalo ngodaba lokuthi uhulumende wakhe uzaqhubeka ekhulumisana lamanye amazwe ngendlela njalo ngenjongo yokuletha ukudlelana okuhle phakathi kweZimbabwe lamazwe la. Uthe njalo uzulu weZimbabwe kumele aqhubeke eqakathekisa ukuthula, athi kukhona kathesi abantu bebambane emzameni yokuvuselela umnotho. Kwaziwayo batereri derekusangana muchirongwa che-Live Talk nasi munoziva chipiri chega chega chinomunzira chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Asi nasi tiri kutarisa tiri kukurukura nemunhu wese kwete wechidiki chete tiri kutarisa mashoko avamugave nasi vachitaura mudare reparamende apo vavimbisa kuti pachasvika mwedzi wazviita hurumende ichange yavandudza mitemo iri kuita kuti vemabhizimusi vasaite mabhizimusi nenzira kwayo kana kuti vakasununguka muZimbabwe. Vataurazve nekuti hurumende yavo icharamba ichikoshesa kutyidzana nedzimwe nyika uye vayambira vanhu veZimbabwe vakurudzira zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe kuti senyika ngatirambei takabatana tichikerechedza kurunyararo ruripo ndokuti tibudirire senyika. Vataurazve nenyaya yekudzingwa kwevashandi mabasa vakati hurumende iri kuvandudza mitemo ndokuti vashandi vashandirwi vasawana masimba ekungodzinga vashandi zvisina tsarukano zviri kuitika mazuva ano. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi itatenda.
Indeed, Ntunga. And at this point, we have two of our guests who will be joining us this evening to unpack the address by President Mugabe. And first, we'd like to introduce Honorable Psychology Maziwisa, who is a ZANU-PF Member of Parliament. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much indeed for having me here tonight.
Thank you. And we also are joined by Decent Bajila. He is the youth leader of the MDC, led by Walshman Ncube. Decent, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to join you as well.
And of course, we will be joined later on by MDCT Member of Parliament Nelson Chamisa. To start off with you, Mr. Maziwisa, the MDCT says that the president's speech is short on both content and substance. How do you respond to that?
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Maziwisa, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Well, that's what the MDCT says. But what do the facts say? What does the speech that was read this afternoon by President Mugabe say? It says something different, obviously, and I think for obvious reasons. The MDC is an opposition party in Zimbabwe, and their preoccupation, their business, their main agenda is to oppose the government of the day. So that doesn't surprise some of us at all, because we know that is their agenda, that is their main business in politics. But if you really want to scrutinize the allegation really makes very little sense, if any at all. Because for anybody to say the speech that was given this afternoon by His Excellency was short on content and let alone short on substance, really is ridiculous. Because how can one say it's short on content when it's a speech that covered a wide spectrum of issues, a speech that covered, the area of corruption, the area of the livelihoods, basic livelihoods of the Zimbabwean people. It covered the issue, the recent Supreme Court ruling, the fact that the lower house and the upper house recently, agreed to have the labor law amended. The fact that the President Obama said we now need to move away from the common law position where employers do as they wish, and just dismiss employees willy-nilly. You spoke about, the need to attract foreign investment. Here, I heard you say that even in your preliminary remarks, the fact that we need to make sure that our power status are more accountable and more transparent. Really, a whole variety of issues. And for anybody, given the circumstances, don't suggest that it is a certain content and substance, is really nonsensical, because it means that person is pushing an agenda. But on our part, certainly, some of us applaud President Robert Mugabe's speech. It is timely. It has come at the very right time, because it's a speech that sought really to look at how far we have come. What it is that we have achieved since the last election as a country, and indeed on its part, as the ruling party and the government of the day, to say this is what we've done is an economic blueprint. We have encountered challenges, most of which, of course, have emanated from the fact that we are operating under a heavily sanctioned regime. And nobody needs to be reminded that the sanctions that we experienced in the country came about at the instigation of the MDC. A whole variety of issues to say that, we need to make sure that we look after our people. We need to make sure that we bring about, even if it means importing, maize from outside of Zimbabwe, that we do that to close the gap that has, been necessitated by the drought and all kinds of things that we've experienced in the recent past. So it's a timely speech, a state of the nation that really must be applauded by every reasonable Zimbabwe. And we applaud it for what it is. It's a speech that demonstrates that President Robert Mugabe is not just concerned about what is going on in Zimbabwe. He has a plan to take this country forward. And really, it's something that must be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there. Just before we go to Mr. Bajila, let's just introduce our third guest, Ntunga, as you mentioned earlier. We are now joined by Honorable Nelson Chamisa, who, of course, is the MDCT Member of Parliament. Honorable, thank you for joining us. Hello? Chamisa?
Hello, Honorable Chamisa. Are you on the line?
Okay, I think that might have been him dropping there on the line, so get him back on the line. And come to you, Mr. Bajila, your immediate reaction, of course, to the address itself earlier today, and what Mr. Maziwisa here is saying, that there were some key highlights within the speech that directly spoke to the issues and challenges that Zimbabwe is facing as of now.
Hello, Mr. Bajila.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I was saying it's just one matter with the operations of the ZANU-PF that we have known for all these years. They're very good words. They can say so many great things. They can entice so many people. But when it comes to implementation, that is where we are going to have problems. Indeed, we need a situation in Zimbabwe that can attend to the job losses, as we have been seeing. Indeed, we need a situation in Zimbabwe that will attend to the cases around corruption and the issues around the salaries of senior civil servants and the bulk of the issues that have been raised in the State of the Nation address today. However, you have a situation that if you are going to deal with corruption in terms of legislation, as the president has said, that there's going to be legislation to deal with corruption. That legislation is going to be passed by some of the most corrupt people in the land who are found in cabinet and in parliament. Even if you are going to deal with the issue of job losses, that you want to deal with job losses through the issue of legislation, it's again going to be a problematic, because the very people who are employers in this case are found in parliament and they would therefore want to defend their own cause. By the time you pass this law, they will have found means of circumventing the process. And therefore, as long as we trust that whatever ZANU-PF says and whatever ZANU-PF will pass is going to help us, it is not going to help us at the end of the day anyhow. That's the long and short of the analysis of the president's address of today. So many good words, so many good promises, but the implementation part is where historically they are going to fail.
Thank you there, Mr. Bajila. Honorable Chamisa, welcome to Live Talk. Are you on the line now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we are, honored to have you, on the program, Mr. Chamisa. Mr. Tsvangirai released a statement immediately after Mr. Mugabe's address, describing his State of the Nation address as short on both content and substance. But that is nonsense, says Honorable Mazivisa. Your take?
Well, I think what President Tsvangirai says is correct and appropriate. As a member of parliament myself, I listened carefully to Mr. Mugabe's speech and statement. Clearly, it's a high-sounding nothing. Clearly, it's very deep on form, but clean on content. Clearly, a disappointment. Clearly, a surprise that the president, Mr. Mugabe, seems to be unaware of the state of affairs, and neither is he aware of the nation that he is leading. It would appear that all the issues he mentioned them in a perfunctory manner without addressing them in detail. There's hunger in the countryside. People are wallowing in abject poverty. There is an energy crisis in the country, a debilitating energy crisis for that matter. We have challenges to do with our factories closing, job losses. In fact, I was actually surprised to hear that the president is saying the common law position is being removed, when in fact, part of the reason why some of us as legislators were against the labor bill without amendment is because it seeks to entrench that common law position to say that workers can just have their employment terminated on notice for 3 months. In fact, what you see is now a worse position with the amendments, that the worker is in a much more invidious position, is much more in a fix, because you now have retrenchment through the back door being applied on circumstances of notice, giving absolutely no iota of security, totally reversing and negating the gains of the liberation struggle, totally reversing and negating the security and social protection of our workers and employees in this country, which goes right in the eye of the liberation struggle, right in the heart of the liberation struggle. So I would say that what the president did today is a huge national disappointment.
Thank you, the Honorable Chamisa. Please do stay on the line. And also, Honorable Mazivisa and Mr. Bajela, please do stay on the line. Misty, we have some comments from our listeners.
Mm-hmm. So many came in today on WhatsApp and Facebook.
And, to go through some of them, we have Golden Lung, who says, it failed in 35 years. I'm sure he's talking about the ZANU-PF government. What can be achieved when everything is in a dilapidated state and workers are being dismissed without their retrenchment packages? The president was just fulfilling his obligation because he knows the nation is in a chaotic state. Then we have Sakile Lili. Othi yena, Mr. Mongameli welizwe, besicela nje wehle isihlalo utshiyele abatsha. Wena uthathe umhlaba phansi uphumule. Ngazalwa ungomongameli lakathesi lokhu. Loku unguye, siyacela baba, hachi kabi. Then we have Clear Munaki, who says that is just paperwork. In practical, nothing will be done to solve economic problems. End of story. Mugabe and ZANU-PF must leave us alone.
Mm-hmm. And pa WhatsApp, Ntunga, Atina Da Vinci, Anoti Mugabe's address or no address will never achieve anything as long as he is the so-called president. We have Itai, who says, job losses. We had promised 2.2 million jobs. Where are they? Joseph says, nothing will change. A zebra is known by its stripe colors. And we also have Rose here, and she says that he must also address the issue of people who lost jobs in 2000 and got nothing. People must have their money. Of course, they're talking about the pension issue that has been a big deal.
Yes, silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni kodwa singakamthathi. Yes, sizwile ubabu Honorable Psychology Mazivisa ekhuluma ngokuthi ye ubalulekile kakhulu umbiko oyithulwe ngumongameli Mgabe lamhlanje edalele parliamente sithi uvezile ku 10 point plan yakhe uthi iqhakathekile ngoba umgabe lapha lohulumende bezama ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe kodwa abe MDC bathi hayibo akulalutho oluphumileyo lapha limzwile ubaba uChamisa kanye lo Bajila uChamisa ukhuluma ngokuthi hayibo uTswangirayo ukhulumile njalo limqotho elakhe lokuthi umbiko kaMgabe lo akulalutho phakathi njalo akula kuthuthuka komnotho okuzaphuma kulowo mbiko. Sithathe umlaleli lapha silo Wayne Makuza. VaMakuza makadi ku South Africa uko.
Eh tibimani.
Eh tipe ofungwa zenyu manzo anyairi mugango hi.
Eh ha che kutangana psychology mazisa vizani kifa notaura ngenye ma sanctions. Ah mo tiwoti 15 years kana 20 years zadarika. Vanendo ma elections every election vanogira. Ko avazizi kuti kune ma elections kune ma sanctions. Timiti anombosvika pakada. Iwo ndio government yao iri very corrupt and is not responsible. So vanofana kuti zvataitika risira taitwa kume vangasiya chi vangabuda mugovernment potoita yatinoti technical team to pave your way for free and fair election. Noti zvavari kuita havari kuraya.
Aiwa tinotenda VaMakuza ku South Africa uko nekupi namuchirongwa chedu.
Because you cannot expect a mosquito to cure malaria. You only have to problem in Zimbabwe.
I had not ended our Makuza, ne, kuti pafungwa zenyu.
Eh, vasazobira my elections. Ndizvo zvinoita kubira, maita.
Aiwa, tinotenda. VaMazivisa, muri kunzwa muterere ari kutaura.
Yeah, obviously, no, Zimbabwe. But listen, I just want to disagree with Honorable Chamisa on a number of issues, and for obvious reasons. Again, in opposition fashion, has referred to...
Come no gona ku taurane rurimiru wa maire wa Mazivisa. Pane wa tereri waka wanda maningi waka tereri wanoda kunza rurimiru wa mai.
Yeah, panada mtu. Ndiri kuti tiri kuda tinyatsokubirana pachena vana. VaChamisa waka vari President Mugabe wauya nespeech isiri detailed ari kuti iwo muchirungu haisounding nothing. But isusu tova tachiti chinhu chinonzi haisounding nothing chinogova haisounding nothing sei komukuru wenyika abata zvinhu zvakawanda zvinosanganisira corruption, zvinhu zvakawanda zvinosanganisira kuti kuda foreign investment, zvinhu zvakawanda zvekuti government yakufanira kuimplementa zvima assets. Zvinhu zvinosanganisira huori uri kuitwa muparasite house, nyaya dzakawanda wanda dzabatwa nemukuru wenyika dzetinoti isusu zvinhu zvine substance. Munhu ogoti haisounding nothing pakudii, pandinongodzokora zvindataura kuti hazvitishamise nekuti vanhu vajaragara muopposition, vanhu vanongoti chero vakanzi vaMugabe nhasi ndiri kuita state of the nation yangu chiri chipiri, vanaChamisa vanogona kuti aiwa nhasi hazvii chipiri chitatu, asi munhu wese aziva kuti muZimbabwe chipiri. Iopposition tinozviziva zvinoitika, ndo zvavari zvavajaira. Ii disappointment iri kutaurwa kunzi tadisappointwa neespecial yaMugabe. Hunhu hamo MDC kuchinhu chese chako wadisappointa, nokuti vangu vachingoluza maelections kubva 2000. Saka disappointment yaakaucha mavari kuti chese chese chaitika around them is a disappointment. But isiri kuti zvinhu chaizvo zvinotodisappointa ndezvekuti unoona muZimbabwe achibuda achienda kuamerica achinodeedza masanctions kuti anga arimo munyika achikwadza vanhu veZimbabwe, zvaita kuti vanhu vazhinji vangu vachitambura matambiro ari kuita. Zvinhu zvinodisappointa zvinhu zvekuti vanhu veMDC nhasi muparamende manopichwa speech na President Mugabe vanoita noise vachiita ruzha muzive kuteerera speech iri kutaurwa nemukuru wenyika kuti vagokwanisa kukomenta from a position vanhu vari kuziva kuti zvandozvitaurwa ndeizvi neizvi neizvi. Vanhuvoita huliganism muparamende ravakatuma nevanhu kuti tiri kukuvhoterai kuti munotirepresenta munge muchiita zvido zvedu, ndozvavakatumirwa muparamende kuti vaite chihuliganism chitagi chenge chiitwa nhasi neMDC muparamende. Kwete, isusu tiri kuti kana President Mugabe vachitaura nyaya dzekuti hatidi huori munyika hazvii zvinhu zviri zvinodisappointa, zvinhu zvinofadza, nekuti zvinoratidza kuti mukuru ari kuziva kuti ikonomi iri kangatyiwa neapo 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 zvinoda kugadzirwa. Hazvii zvinhu zvinodisappointa isu waMugabe wakati ndiri kuziva kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kudzingwa mapasa nenyaya yekuti vakuru vemakambani varimbodzingana vakamuka mangwana odzingana tazounza mutemo mutsva uri kunzwa wakagadzwa mamajon paramendi uchasainwa napresident ave mazuva ari kupera kuti zvive zvinhu zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vangodzinga vanhu vari kuti iwe vamudhabha handisi kungoziva chete kuti muri kutambudzika ndine purani ndine hwaro hwekuti tinobuda sei matambudziko aya iyozve tinoda ndoleadership yatinoda isu ende chinhu chandanyandofarira chataura nemukuru ndechekuti runyararo rwuri munyika muno ngaruramba ruchichengetedzwa uyezve musangofungidzira kuti development inouya makatarisa nhindi nanhindi ngatishande tese collective responsibility ndo inodiwa munyika muno pane mukuru aitonga america akataura kudhara kati usabvunza ive kuti hurumende yapo inokuitirei kunzwa kuti ini pachangu semunhu chiiko chendingaite kuti tivandudzike sevana vezimbabwe akataura neshumwe achiti ask not what your country can do for you ask what you can do for your country and those spirit yatiri kuda ndo spirit yaencourage na president mugabe and hapana chiri disappointing ipapo isu tinotofara nekuti tinoziva kuti ndozvinoisa nyika kumberi
aiwa tinotenda vamazivisa ndinoziva kuti vachamisa vanoda kupinda ipapo asi vachamisa embomirai mpichana sibwekuwe mnumzana bajila ngena konapo halo yebo bajila ngena konapo ba
uyangizwa
ngiyakuzwa baba qhubeka
ya ngithi silele umazwisa bayakhuluma sibe lokuthi hayi bathabile ukuthi baba umgaba ukhulume ngalokhu langalokuyana ungananzelela i-labor amendment bill yena leyi ephaswe yi-low house ye-upper house last week yona is amaqhathi mabangaxotshi izisebenzi kodwa kayenzi ukuthi amankampani akhule into eqakathekileyo yokuthi amankampani akhule amankampani abe le mali enelise ukusebenzi zihole nxa inyanga iphelile ukuze abantu benelisukile nxa iinkampani zingaphomba ukutshelwa kuthiwe umthetho uthe lingaxotshi abantu nxa kunje lingaxotshi abantu nxa kunje kodwa lezo nkampani zingenelisi ukuthi zikhule ekugcineni iinkampani zen lezo zizavalwa lazo ziphele okufunakalayo ngumthetho ozagcina konke abantu whether ngumkhathi kumbe yisisebenzi khathesi bekulo mthetho obukade ukhona obukade ugcine abakhathi ususiwe sokufakwe umthetho okukhanya ngani ugcina izisebenzi wona uqhubeka futhi usenza isituation yezisebenzi ibe sebunzimini bona lobu okade buchasiswa nguchamisa khathesi okunye futhi ungananzelela nxa kukhulunywa ngezinto upresident umgaba uthi usenanzelela ukuthi hhayi sokumele kube ne-diaspora policy elizweni i-diaspora policy le sizayidala kathesi ukuthi sibone ukuthi abantu basezimbabwe abangaphandle kwelizwe bangayenza njani ukuthi lawo baphatheke ekukhulisweni kwelizwe okumele kuqale khona yilokho okuthiwa yi-admission of guilt kanti abantu bezimbabwe beze bephume elizweni kwakuhambe njani ukuze amankampani eqalise ukuvala amanye kuthiwa asukile kobulawayo asukile egweru asukile komntare siya kobulawayo kwakuhambe njani akulanhlonipho njalo akuvezi ukuba ngumuntu ukuba ngubaba ukuthi uphomba ukuthi hhayi umthetho semgucula kwakuqala the must do okuthiwa yi-admission of guilt bathi yithi esenza abantu bezimbabwe baphume elizweni bagcwale esouth africa bagcwale england bagcwale america yithi futhi esenza ukuthi amankampani aphele ngoba sesasedizeswa sesaqedizinwa konke konke lokhu sokwabhivizwa ngenxa yobugwelegwele obenzakale izanu p f ikhangele ungakhangela imithetho le abantu bazayiveza eyabocorruption kunzima ukuthi uthi uzadila corruption umthetho wakhona uzadlula kukhabhinethi uchomba qala ubone ungakayi ephalamenti u-obert mpofa qala ubone ungakayi ephalamenti uzadila njani le corruption iingongolozo zakhona seziqale zawubona loo mthetho
yebo siyabonga mnumzana bajila isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyi bakithi silo mlaleli oclement chabalala kodwa ungayikatshana mnumzana chabalala sigqibe uhlelo lwethu lweradio kodwa lingayikatshana abalaleli bethu liyakwanisa ukusithola ebulenjini ku
voazimbabwe.com psychology maziwisa Mr. Nelson Chamisa Mr. Decent Bajila please hold on the line we'll come right back to you after this short break